Psychology Science Minute, brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Mara Rowcliffe, clinical psychology doctoral student. Have you ever been in a conversation with someone who only wanted to talk about themselves? Psychologists Diana Tamir and Jason Mitchell from Harvard University recently reported people devote about 40% of their speech to discussing themselves. In a study to understand what leads people to this amount of disclosure, they evaluated 237 participants. The research included 5 brain imaging experiments where they assessed participants' neural and cognitive functions through use of an MRI. Results revealed the desire to share information about the self is more influential than one would have thought. Participants who engage in self-disclosure demonstrated a strong association with increased activation in brain regions that form the mesolimbic dopamine system. This is similar to the same brain sensations that occur in rewarding activities, such as eating food or having sex. Self-disclosure may have adaptive advantage, encourage social bonds, elicit feedback from others to attain self-knowledge, and improve our know-how by learning from others' experience. So, one way to get others engaged in conversation is to ask them to share something about themselves. You too can share. Mutual sharing makes friends feel closer and equally rewarded. Let's be aware of the needs of others as well as ourselves. That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Mara Rowcliffe.